Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas. Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas.
And opening this morning's show, yes, that was the voice of Bing Crosby from 1942, deep in the heart of Texas. Quite a jazzy version there. And Bing was joined by the clarinet of Woody Herman and his group, the Woodchoppers. Always one of my favorites from Bing, and Woody does a fine job, as do his friends. The song was written by June Hershey and Don Swander, and as I said, recorded in 1942. Our next song comes from a recording made in 1938. It's called Please Be Kind, and it was written by Saul Chaplin and Sammy Kahn. It's brought to us by Maxine Sullivan, very fine jazz singer from the 30s through, for several decades. She often appeared on recordings with pianist Claude Thornhill, also with her husband, John Kirby, the bassist, and we also hear her with Charlie Shavers from time to time. So that will be Please Be Kind from Maxine Sullivan. We are now going to go to one of the most wonderful of the singers. I know I keep saying that, but they really are wonderful. Mel Torme, what a beautiful voice he had, his phrasing and his delivery. And the warmth of his voice was just miraculous. Oh, we will hear him from 1949. So he's actually fairly early on in his career. And he's going to bring us a number written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the movie 42nd Street. And the song is called You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. And we'll start with Maxine Sullivan, Please Be Kind.
This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh please be kind. This is all so bent, my dreams are on parade. If you just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love's sincere. Oh, please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Oh, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind.
Just like a drug, you're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I just can't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it, you're getting to be a habit with me. Got me in your clutches and I can't get free. Like getting shut eye, you are what I need eternally.
With the lovely Maxine Sullivan, Please Be Kind, which she recorded with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra in 1938. And we're going to go now to the voice of Vic Damone, one of the great male vocalists of the 20th century. A beautiful, rich voice that could be quite powerful and very tender, frequently in the same song. We're going to hear him as well from 1958, from an album he made then called Closer Than a Kiss. And the song he'll be bringing us was written by Axel Stordahl, Paul Weston, and Sammy Kahn, and it's called Day by Day.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go. So come what may, I want you to know. So
Victor Moon and Day by Day from 1958. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. And this morning we're listening to our usual lineup of songs from days gone by. We go to a small group, actually two small groups, and both recordings are taken from very fine set. That's Eddie Condon, Mob Sessions. Now, Eddie Condon, of course, was a guitarist and a great jazz entrepreneur, and he organized so many sessions for the independent labels and also had a nightclub. Terrific contribution to music, as well as playing the guitar, and he's on joining us on one of these. It'll be 1957, and we'll hear from the first group, Jimmy McPartland, very lively cornetist and trumpeter, and he's joined by a group which includes Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Cutty Cutchall on trombone, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, tenor sax from Bud Freeman, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Cliff Lehman on drums. And Jimmy and his friends will bring us a tune written by Billy Higgins and Benton Overstreet. I think you might have heard this before. There'll be some changes made. And then back to 1949, to a band leader who was enormously popular at the time, one of the two Dorsey brothers, and this will be Jimmy. Well, his band took off, his big band, that is, took off in the 1940s, and he became one of the most, if not the most popular band leader around for quite a while. But he loved playing with smaller groups, and we'll hear him with one of them from 1949. It's called Jimmy Dorsey and his original Dorseyland Band. Jimmy, of course, had his roots in early jazz and Dixieland. Jimmy on clarinet and alto sax, Charlie Teagarden on trumpet, Cutty Cutchall again on trombone, Frank Maines on tenor sax, Dick Carey piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Bill Lolata on bass, and the wonderful Ray Baduc on drums. And they will bring us the jazz standard, Panama. Thank you. Jimmy McPartland, married, of course, to Marion McPartland, who is a great jazz pianist. Jimmy was a dab hand, you can call it that, on the cornet and also the trumpet. He and his friends brought us There'll Be Some Changes Made, and that was from 1957. And we just heard from Jimmy Dorsey and his original Dorseyland Band with a song, jazz standard, called Panama, written by Mr. Tars and Mr. Sigman. And both of those, the last two recordings, were made for the Columbia label and organized by guitarist Eddie Condon. And we're going to go now to 1953, to one of the nicest musicians, conductors, composers around at the time, and that is Robert Farnon, one of our native sons. Started out in Canada, but made his career home in the UK after World War II, where he became particularly noted and respected for his work on light classical music, as well as arranging the music of other composers, and often accompanying some of the notable vocalists around at the time, such as Lena Horne and Frank Sinatra. He also made a number of songbook albums featuring the music of other composers, and we're going to hear one of those this morning, or a piece from one of those albums. And this is the Hoagie Carmichael Suite that he recorded in 1953. And it's a lovely version of a lovely tune written by Hoagie Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell, and it's called Georgia on My Mind. And Robert Farnon not only arranged the piece, but of course conducted the orchestra. And we'll listen now to Robert Farnon and Hoagie Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind.
Thank you.
Robert Farnon's lovely arrangement of Georgia on My Mind. So, lovely song written by Hoagy Carmichael.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
That's good.
Everyone can do their part to slow COVID-19. Wash your hands thoroughly and often with soap and water. Practice physical distancing and stay home if you're sick. If concerned you have symptoms, you can take Ontario's online self-assessment to learn if you need to seek care. The most common symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. And if you've been exposed to COVID-19, have any symptoms, or have traveled outside Canada, you should self-isolate for 14 days. Visit ontario.ca/coronavirus for more information. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. Our next set, we're going to actually cross over to France, which is where our next two recordings were made. One by a native to France and one by a musician who made France his career home for the latter part of his career. We'll go first to, well, he is a legend, and he really is. It's Charles Trenet, a songwriter and singer. He only actually sang his own compositions, and there were many of them. I think there were over 1,000. And he has such a lovely voice and style, and much loved, much admired. We will hear him from 1952 with, of course, his own composition. And the song is called Le Cœur de Paris, and that will be Charles Trenet. And then we will go to 1949, to, as I said, a musician actually from the States who made France his second career home, and that is, of course, Sidney Bechet, a native of New Orleans and one of the founding fathers of modern jazz. He started out on the clarinet, moved over to the soprano sax, and became the one of the great exponents of that very fine instrument. We'll hear him from 1949, as I mentioned. It's an album called Vive la France that was recorded over there. The song he's going to bring us with his friends is actually an American song written by Johnny Green and Edward Heyman called Out of Nowhere. And we will start in 1952 with Charles Trenet, Le Cœur de Paris.
Le cœur de Paris, c'est une fleur d'amour si jolie, que l'on garde dans son cœur, que l'on aime pour la vie. Le cœur de Paris, c'est une romance qui parle du soleil ou de la pluie. On croit qu'elle finit, mais elle recommence. Le cœur de Paris, c'est la France. Le cœur de Paris, aux midinettes, c'est dessous de bonheur une guinguette. On y danse comme il fait beau, c'est Lison, Manon, Lisette. Le cœur de Paris, c'est les petits poulbeaux aux figures d'archanges, aux phrases crues. Montmartre qui s'endort dans une toile du Trillo. Le cœur de Paris, c'est la rue. Le cœur de Paris, c'est une histoire toujours présente à nos mémoires. C'est la barbe du roi Henri, barbe bleue ou barbe noire.
Ainsi se termine ma petite chanson qui déploie ses ailes à la ronde. Elle s'envole aux cieux pour porter un peu du cœur de Paris dans le monde. Ainsi se termine ma petite chanson qui déploie ses ailes à la ronde. Elle s'envole aux cieux pour porter un peu du cœur de Paris dans le monde. Et le monde ravi murmure qu'il est gentil, le cœur de Paris.
Had a short visit to La Belle France, and we heard Sidney Bechet from 1949 with Out of Nowhere. And before that, the one and only Charles Trenet with his own composition, Le Coeur de Paris, from 1952. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. And this morning we're listening to our usual lineup of songs from days gone by. We will hear from Ella Fitzgerald from 1962 with a lovely album called Ella Swings Gently with Nelson. And the Nelson is Nelson Riddle. The song was written by Ralph Ranger and Dorothy Parker, and it's called I Wished on the Moon. And that's Ella from 1962.
I wished on the moon for something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness. It all came true. I wished on the moon. Of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness. It all came true. I wished on the moon.
That was Ella Fitzgerald with I Wished on the Moon from 1962, written by Ralph Ranger, with words by Dorothy Parker. She was accompanied by Nelson Riddle, another very fine band from the 1930s, and we're going to stay in 1937 for our next number as well, was led by Benny Goodman, and he was known as the King of Swing. It was his orchestra that was credited with kicking off the swing era, but they certainly had lots and lots of company. Also from his band were carved out several smaller groups, and the first of these was the trio with Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, and Gene Krupa on drums. And that's what we'll hear this morning, with a lovely Rodgers and Hart number called Have You Met Miss Jones? And then forward to 1949, to two of the loveliest voices of the 20th century. I think I can say that. There were many lovely voices, but these two are particularly nice. Buddy Clark and Doris Day. And they're going to join us this morning in a duet of a song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin called I'll String Along With You. Thank you.
string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four.
The human little faults that you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do.
So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
Human little faults you do have just make me love you more,
because you're such an angel. That's why I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I know just what I'll do.
Benny Goodman and his trio of Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa brought us a beautiful number written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart called Have You Met Miss Jones? That was actually featured in the musical comedy I'd Rather Be Right. I'm not familiar with that musical, but there you are. And then we just heard from Buddy Clark and Doris Day, two lovely voices from 1949. And a song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, I'll String Along With You. Then we'll move to 1944 to one of the really nice smaller groups with some very familiar names in it, if you listen to I've Heard That Song Before. The group is led by vibraphonist Red Norvo, who had a wonderfully long career in popular music and jazz. We've heard him from the 30s with his swing orchestra, and he's now playing vibraphone on this particular number with a group that includes Joe Thomas on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Hank D'Amico on clarinet. Teddy Wilson joins them on piano, and we have Slam Stewart, Spex Powlin providing the rhythm section. The song is written by George and Ira Gershwin. I think you've heard this one before. I Got Rhythm.
Thank you.
Come almost to the end of the show. We have one more song for you. Do please stay with us. 2 hours of great jazz coming up with Randy McElligott and In Transition. And here's Artie Shaw, Old Lady, Be Good.